This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can take control of these airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Also, there's the Discord on-air call-in lines, which are open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and hop into one of those top three rooms. We'll get on the air with you, and you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, including me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going to get to more about the Sacha Baron Cohen show, which I've been raving about here on the air. In fact, I've got a really great kind of summary of why the show is so great. I think Slate.com did a really excellent job of pointing that out. But first, the news about Cohen is he and Showtime and CBS are being sued, because Showtime is part of CBS, but they're all being sued over an encounter between Sacha Cohen as one of his characters, Colonel Ehran Morad, and
who was not in the Mossad,
and Roy Moore, who was in a gang. Roy Moore was, of course, in the Alabama state government as a judge and other political positions.
Right, and I want to correct something. I said that he was twice impeached. He was twice removed from office.
That's more serious than impeachment, right?
Yeah, and I think technically it was not an impeachment. The second time he was suspended and then resigned before actually being removed.
Does impeachment always result in removal? It doesn't, right?
It does not.
It's more of like a political thing. We even impeached you.
So it's suspension from office. It's all political stuff, but basically, he was twice removed from office for basically violating federal court orders.
So we've got the clip here from the show Who is America? We can play that here in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones. Sue the phone. We got Chris in Ohio watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm, which is our video feed in HD quality. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, fellas. How are you? Excited to be on with the just a couple boys hanging out. I'm curious, why is the one fella, I got my shirt off as well, why is the one fella got his shirt still on?
Because I feel like wearing a shirt.
But, I mean, everybody's got its shirts off, man. Its shirts off, bro.
Daryl's way more jacked than me and Conan. Maybe he's just being coy. I don't know.
Modest,
yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're jacked, prove it. I mean, your shirt's off.
He doesn't have to prove anything. He doesn't have to prove anything to you. I see him going to the gym every single day. But what are you going to pay him to take his shirt off? I guess that would be the most important question. Because Daryl, I'm sure, has a price. Like, there's got to be a number at which Daryl will just take that thing off.
Prostitute it up, man.
Now, I don't know if that's legal in Twitch land for that to actually happen, because Twitch has a bunch of silly rules about what you can and can't do.
I
don't know,
but I will say this, and thank you for
the
call.
Chris.
So, Ian, as you're aware, and Conan, you're aware, I used to be a very big guy.
You used to be more than twice your current size.
Not quite twice.
It seems
fairly
like it,
close.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of excess skin.
Okay.
So, like, I've got some, body issues, basically.
Gotcha.
If I were to get the excess skin removed, then probably.
No problem.
But, that's not a cheap surgery.
I bet it's not. And does it ever just, tighten up over time if you, work out enough? Or is it something you just kind of have to live with?
If I were not a 40-year-old man and had not been heavy for basically all of my adult life, then
maybe
it might tighten up, but just based on the age that I am and how long I was obese, it's not going to.
Well, you could show both of us down as far as any kind of weightlifting or whatever other athletic thing that.
Or running, and I'm a runner myself, and you could probably run me into the ground.
Yeah, he's going to marathons all the time.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can support Daryl in his upcoming New York marathon.
Coming up in 60 days.
Yep, that's big. That's going to be here very, very soon. And how's the fundraising going? You've reached your goal, I presume.
I have reached the goal. I'm actually over the goal.
Which was $5,000?
$3,500 was the minimum for securing a spot
on
the team.
But then you raised
I want to bring in $5,000. I'm at $4,500 right now.
All right.
So I would like to bring in another $500 over the next 60 days.
That's doable. Now, what's the URL?
Run.freetalklive.com.
And that's where people can donate with what?
That's where people can donate with credit card. If you want to send a check, then I think the contact info for the Innocence Project is on there. And then just in the memo line, put Daryl Perry.
Okay, and it'll get to you.
And then that winds up, you know, giving me credit
right
for the funds.
So you're going, regardless. You're going to New York City. You're going to be on the Innocence Project's team.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, that's a legal organization that funds defense for people who have been wrongfully convicted.
Right, and I've actually got a quiz that they out that I want to get into just a little
bit. Let's do it now. I mean, since we're on this, we can play Sasha Cohen here a little bit later. But
so this quiz, and I just got the email earlier, and I've actually taken this quiz prior, but since it came in just before the show, I popped it open. Oh, I remember this quiz. I want Ian and Conan to take this quiz live on the air.
Okay, and our listeners could take it at home, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
do we need a pen and paper?
You don't need a pen and paper. No. I will click the answers here. So basically,
but what if we disagree on the answer?
Up with a consensus of what you think the answer is.
All right. This is about wrongful convictions?
This is specifically about prosecutorial misconduct.
Okay. There's no shortage of that.
Is no shortage.
And this is like our opinion on certain matters, our history?
Well, we'll find out.
I'll explain. Okay. But throughout the entirety of the United States of America, there has only ever been one prosecutor who has served time in jail for prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah.
Question number one, and there's eight questions here. Question number one, prosecutorial misconduct is defined as conduct by a prosecutor that intentionally violates a defendant's rights. True or false?
Intentionally violates human rights?
Whose definition?
The defendant's rights.
I mean, what definition are we talking about? Is this a legal definition? Is this...
This is a legal
definition.
Legal definition of prosecutorial misconduct.
I'm going to guess that prosecutorial misconduct doesn't even require intention, but I don't know.
So you say false.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with true as well. I'm going to go with true.
All right, now we got a problem because we've got different answers.
You do have different answers.
I guess I'll switch my answer to Conan.
The reason I'm saying true because I believe that they're to be held to a higher standard, but it doesn't necessarily take place when you get down to the nitty-gritty.
Right.
They're slipped through the cracks. But, yeah, I think that they should be held to the higher standard like that definition said that they should be.
All right, well, I'm going to mark down that I said false. And you can just go with Conan's answer,
so
I guess.
So I clicked true, and...
Oh, it gives you it right then? It's not at the end?
Correct.
Oh, okay, well, that's easy.
Yeah, it tells you right away.
Okay.
The correct answer is false. Prosecutorial misconduct, as defined by courts, includes any conduct by a prosecutor that violates a defendant's rights, regardless of whether that conduct was known or should have been known be improper by the prosecutor, or whether the prosecutor intended to violate legal requirements. That's why every court finding of misconduct does not merit disciplinary action. Next question. And this is a multiple choice. What's the most common form of prosecutorial error found by the courts in the 660 confirmed cases of misconduct examined? Failure to disclose exculpatory evidence, violation of a defendant's right not to testify, improper arguments, improper witness examination, or improper exclusion of a potential juror on the basis of race or gender.
Okay, these are misconduct where they found there was absolutely misconduct, however, none of these people were actually prosecuted for it.
Right, so there's several options here. What was the most common form?
Withholding exculpatory evidence.
That was number one,
Number one.
I'm going to agree with that one as well.
And
withholding evidence.
Clicking that. Not sure why. There we go. It says incorrect. Improper argument was the most common error found by the courts, but it was the least likely to lead to a reversal.
More coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. How many of them are there? Ten?
Eight. Eight more. Questions.
All right, so we got more to come on the Innocence Project's pop quiz on prosecutorial misconduct.
Not doing so well.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom. Quick, what movie was that?
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where we're going to go here in a little bit to take your calls, because you sound better when you're on the Discord call-in rooms, over at discord.lrn.fm. And I do want to make sure you know about bitcoin.com. You want to get the basics on the world of cryptocurrency. That's a good place to get started. Easy website to remember as well. Bitcoin.com. Just go there. And you can learn about Bitcoin and, you know, where it all came from, which is, you know, back in 2009 when it all got started. Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and get started on that. If you're old school, though, and you want to get the latest news headlines, they got those, too, over at their news website, which is news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Daryl, we're going to continue with this quiz, and then we'll get to your calls here. We got 8 questions. We've been through 2. I got the first one right.
Yes.
Conan got the first one wrong. We both got the second question wrong, which was, and it's a quiz about prosecutorial misconduct coming from the Innocence Project.
Right.
And the second question was, what is the most common form of prosecutorial misconduct, at least in the issues in which it was identified and confirmed?
Right. Based on the 660 cases that they have been able to find of prosecutorial misconduct. Third question, prosecutorial misconduct was acknowledged often in which type of case? Murder, drug trafficking, sexual assault, or robbery?
Murder, sexual assault, robbery.
Or drug trafficking.
I'm going to go with drug trafficking.
And by the way, could we go back to 2 in a second?
I'm not able to flip back to the question.
My question was, so it was bringing up the wrong argument, or using the wrong argument in there?
That was the supposed claim.
I mean, could you use that as an example? How does that work?
Well, that's a legal thing, right? Like, that's the judge.
Improper argument.
You screwed up this case because you did a wrong, you know, you made the wrong legal argument against this person or something.
I guess
like
that makes sense. Yeah, drug trafficking for number 3.
Incorrect. Murder and sexual assault cases, 35% and 14% respectively. Violent crime made up the bulk with about 75%. However, violent crimes were less likely to lead to reversals than nonviolent crimes. Next question.
Probably because it's more likely that they actually happened versus another type of crime could be fought. And violent crime... I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
And remember, this is only of the 600-plus cases in which they were, you know,
confirmed. There was prosecutorial misconduct.
I don't
want to
say convicted, because as you said, there's only one of those cases of the 600-something that were
that
actually
led to,
convicted.
No, not convicted. There's only one that led to any jail time. So there have been a few people that have been convicted.
But slapped on the hand.
Slap on the wrist.
Okay.
You lose your license for a week.
Naughty boy.
You get community service, but there's only ever been one person that has ever gone to jail, and that was only a 10-day sentence.
Yeah, because there's plenty of cases where, you know, government agents have withheld exculpatory evidence and never been caught for it.
And a lot of the times, and it... you know, mentions about things that led to reversal, some of these, they're not, you know, incredibly long sentences. So by the time you figure out and make the argument, your sentence is over. Whereas with people that are on, either death row or serving life in prison, they have a lot longer to try fighting all of these cases to actually put forth the effort to get an overturn. Question number four. Out of the 660 confirmed cases of prosecutorial misconduct, and again, I don't think I mentioned what states these are limited to, California, Arizona, Pennsylvania, New York, and Texas, from 2004 through 2008, how many prosecutors were disciplined?
So wait a minute. These 600-something cases is only out of a handful of states and only out of a handful of years?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought this was much, much bigger pie.
Thanks for clarifying
that. So the options here.
So what was the question?
This is quite a lot.
Prosecutors were disciplined. 1, 42, 0, 17, or 18?
Well, we already know 1.
Can't be 42 because that's the answer.
Well, I guess discipline could be more than just jail. What was it? What was the last two options?
17 or 18?
I'm going with 17. I'll go with 18.
All right. I'm just going to click 17 here since that was the first number I heard. Only one prosecutor was disciplined.
One.
Burleson and Washington County, Texas District Attorney Charles Sebesta. In February, he was disbarred for his misconduct in the 1994 wrongful capital murder conviction of Anthony Graves, whose conviction was reversed in 2006 by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit because the prosecution failed to turn over evidence pointing to Graves' innocence. After wrongly serving 18 years, including 12 on death row, Graves was exonerated in 2011.
What a numbskull.
Let's wrap the remaining three up here in a moment. I'll go to the phones here and to your calls and thoughts. We've got somebody calling from Discord, calling themselves Friendly Little Boy. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a little bit, got no shirt on for sure. I love that you guys got no shirt on. Love that no shirt life, you know what I mean?
Tell me what you're calling about tonight.
Well, I'm calling about you guys are looking good without your damn shirts on, and I'm ready to party. what do you got to say? You guys are doing a damn radio show on a live stream, showing off you guys are a couple of snacks, you know what I mean? I mean, what do you want?
I have no clue.
Snack is some sort of slang for the internet, meaning that you find us attractive. Yeah, that's not what you said you were calling about, though, Friendly Little Boy.
Well, that's because I knew you wouldn't let me on the air if you knew I was the same person.
Well, what would make you think
back?
Same person calling back.
Yeah, we have a one call per night rule.
You could have told the truth and said you wanted to talk about being shirtless, and we would have put you on the air. You don't have to call and tell a lie about, what you want to talk about. This really is an open phone show, and you really can talk about whatever it is you want. So you don't need to use subterfuge. I had no idea you were the same person, so thanks for being honest about that, because it's only one call per night here on Free Talk Live. We don't have a whole lot of rules on this show, and we certainly don't have any rules surrounding what you need to talk about. You don't have to talk about the topic that we have on the air
right.
at any given moment. You can bring up whatever it is you want. If you want to, do something silly or ridiculous or whatever, that's fine. Just as long as our stations aren't put in jeopardy.
Right.
And a conversation about being shirtless is not going to put anybody in jeopardy as long as you don't say certain words. And you didn't. So thank you for that. Appreciate the call here tonight. Only one call per night. We don't have a whole lot of rules here, but that's one of them. The reason we have that rule is because we want to make sure there's room for everybody. But
right.
Obviously on a weeknight show, we don't exactly have wall-to-wall phone calls. So you could say, well, there's plenty of room because nobody else is on the line. Still, the point is we don't want the same person calling over and over again.
Right.
Okay, if you're that good on the air, get your own damn show.
Right.
Okay, back to the list here. And by the way, our Discord call-in lines are over at discord.lrn.fm. And he did sound great, so you should have called the first time on Discord rather than calling the first time on the phones, because you would have sounded better the first time. Anyway, we got three more questions to go here. So far,
four
more?
We're on question
Holy
five.
Crap.
Okay. I thought there were eight questions.
At least
there
are. Five, at least six, seven, eight. That's four.
Oh, right. Okay. At least you're a snack. Is that what you said?
I love it.
Conan?
Had to look it up, though.
I'll take the compliment, even though it's from a guy. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Day two of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is in the books. Former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey worked with Judge Kavanaugh and talks about what sort of man we can expect if confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Well, I believe he'll be nonpartisan. I believe he will be principled. He stated yesterday that he would bring to cases an open mind, possibly the only one in the room that had an open mind.
The New York Times printed an anonymous op-ed, which was penned by a senior White House official. President Trump addressed this earlier today.
If the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. The poll numbers are through the roof. Our poll numbers are great. And guess what? Nobody is going to come close to beating me in 2020 because of what we've done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Right here, the number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we got Discord over the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over in our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Horizon. That's the new name for what was formerly known as Zencash. Now, the cryptocurrency aspect of Horizon is still called Zen, Z-E-N. Yes. You can still, you know, search for that over at CoinMarketCap or whatever other favorite cryptocurrency tracking websites that you have, because it's still got great privacy protections. It's still got zero-knowledge anonymity. It's still the same Zen as before. It's just they changed the name of the whole project to Horizon, Horizen.global. That's their website. And the reason they made the change is because the Horizon platform does more than just cryptocurrency. It also has the ability to chat privately with other people on the network. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So they've got some interesting plans for the future. So go to horizon.global. Learn more about Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Horizen.global.
And reminder, we are still giving away some Zen. There's a new contest that starts today. You might want to download the podcast and listen carefully because there is a trivia question this week.
So what you're saying is if you don't listen to the podcast, you don't get to enter this particular version of the giveaway.
Correct.
There may be other opportunities for people who don't listen to the podcast.
Oh, there will be other opportunities.
But this is a good excuse to subscribe to the podcast.
Maybe yes, subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast, listen to the ads. And again, there is a trivia question this week.
Okay.
And if you've entered previously and not won previously, You need to answer the trivia question to be entered into this giveaway.
I see. Got it. And you will hear that if you listen to the archival version of the show, yes, which is available through podcast over at freetalklive.com. If you need the feed, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to the RSS feed that you can pop into your favorite podcatcher like iTunes or whatever.
Yes.
All right. Back to the 8-question quiz.
Yes.
On prosecutorial misconduct, which we've not quite completely struck out so far, but mostly Conan and I have failed to successfully answer these questions so far.
Next question.
Question 5.
Who said, quote, "The prosecutor has more power over life, liberty, and reputation than any other person in America"? The options are Justice Thurgood Marshall, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, former Justice and former U.S. Attorney General Robert Jackson, or Attorney Ted Wells.
I'm going to give it to Ginsburg. I'm going to give it to Ted Wells.
All right, so I'm going to click Ted Wells. That is incorrect. It was actually Robert Jackson, who served on the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1954.
Don't know him.
Question number 6. In John Thompson's case, how many years did the Orleans Parish DA's office conceal evidence that could have exculpated him?
No.
2, 21, 15, or 9?
21.
Years.
21.
Incorrect. It was 15 years.
Still pretty awful.
His lawyer sued the prosecutor, Harry Connick, in the landmark Supreme Court case, Connick v. Thompson. And yes.
Is he related to Harry Connick Jr.?
Yes, that's the father of the musician.
Okay.
Question number 7. What did the Supreme Court rule in Connick v. Thompson? Was it a 5-4 that the prosecution was liable or a 5-4 that the prosecution was not liable? I will, before you answer, say there is a little bit of a blurb here. John Thompson was awarded $14 million for the 14 years he wrongly served on death row due to the failure of the Orleans Parish DA's office to disclose evidence pointing to his pointing to his innocence. The DA's office appealed the decision to the Supreme Court. So it was a 5-4 decision. Was the prosecution liable or not liable?
Not liable.
Not liable.
Congratulations, you're correct.
We got one.
Today,
yeah, but I mean, the blurb spelled it out.
No, the blurb spelled out what the lower court did.
Mm.
And then the DA appealed to the Supreme Court.
It's almost never the case, that government agencies are held liable for any kind of misconduct or lies or scamming or whatever.
A letter from a coalition of exonerees who were victims of prosecutor misconduct said, quote, "Today the U.S. Supreme Court in Connick v. Thompson took away most of the only remaining means those of us who have been wrongfully convicted of a crime had for holding prosecutors liable for their misconduct."
Hmm.
And the final question, question number 8.
The government means never having to say you're sorry.
What evidence did Orleans Parish attorneys fail to disclose to Thompson's defense attorney? Was it blood test results which excluded Thompson? Was it information on a payment given to an informant who testified against Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
Was it blood samples or
all of the above?
Was it all of the above?
I'm going with all of the
above.
Why
was number 3 blood samples different than number 1?
The first one was blood test results.
Okay.
Which excluded Thompson,
and the
third was blood samples. You are correct. A private investigator hired by Thompson's appellate attorneys discovered that the district attorney's office concealed all of the evidence.
Wow.
And then when I click view results.
And that's just the one time they got caught doing it. How many times did these same scum conceal evidence to send other innocent people to jail? There's no way to know.
You jointly got 2 out of the 8 questions.
And I got 3, so I win.
All right, well.
But we supposed to lose.
And
I lose a little less.
They're still in charge. They're still doing their thing.
This has been shared on the social media so that listeners can take the quiz at their leisure, even though they will have heard the answers if they were listening. Although I guess some people will see the thing on social media but not have listened to the show.
So, and maybe they will then listen to the show over at freetalklive.com. All right, in the last hour, we teased you a little bit with the story about Roy Moore, the former judge in Alabama. Daryl, that's where you're from originally.
Yes.
And he was recently on the Sacha Baron Cohen series that Showtime has been producing called Who is America? Now, I have raved about this show from the first episode. I haven't done a summary every single week, although I did a couple summaries the first couple weeks because I just thought it was so entertaining and so good. I was so glad to see Sacha Cohen getting back into the act that he was kind of known for, that made him a household name here in the United States, which, of course, is the idea of masquerading as though you're a character, being completely in that role, and setting up dupes.
Setting up, tricking the hell out of dupes.
Usually very well-known dupes, people who have a name, people who are, you know, publicity hounds or celebrities or politicians. And
right, and not all politicians are necessarily well known. So
that's
there
true.
Was the state rep from Georgia,
right,
who bared his butt, screamed the N-word,
he did,
and wound up resigning before his term expired. Even though had he stayed on until his term expired, he would have gotten a pension.
Wow. So I mean, he was that was episode number two in Who Is America this year, and you saw that clip. I think I showed that one to you. That was one of the most jaw-dropping, amazing experiences. So the guy who got this state rep that you're referring to, the character of Sacha Cohen, for those that don't know, this is the same guy who created Borat and Bruno and Ali G. Those were his first three characters. But everybody knows those characters, so he can't go and keep playing them.
Right.
So he's adopted new characters, some of whom involve, probably I think most of them, involve like facial latex. So this one especially, this character, Colonel Erhan Morad, he is this ostensible Israeli Mossad agent.
Not in the Mossad.
Even though he doubly says he's both in the Mossad and
not
in the
Mossad. When I was not in the Mossad.
Right. He'll say that in front of his would-be victims. And so one of the guys that was put in front of this character was Roy Moore, the judge, the former judge from Alabama. And now Roy Moore, he's mad. He's suing Sacha Cohen and suing Showtime. And we'll play the audio clip of why coming up here in moments.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I have the 10-page lawsuit filed by Roy Moore, the former judge out of Alabama, against Sacha Cohen, as well as the Showtime Network and its parent company, CBS Networks. They are making allegations here claiming that the portrayal of Judge Moore in this particular clip, which I will play for you here in just a moment, has, quote, severely harmed Judge Moore's reputation and caused him, Mrs. Moore, and his entire family severe emotional distress, as well as caused and will cause plaintiffs financial damage. So what was it all about? Here is the clip from Who is America? This is the third episode of the show. Five-minute clip here from Showtime's official YouTube channel. Oops, I don't know what that is. There's mystery music playing. I hate it when these damn websites just decide to start randomly playing stuff, so I will have
either
to...
Either that or Will Coley never shut off the music after...
No, I close the the window that Will had open. So we will have to discern exactly where that is coming from before we can continue with any kind of audio. Oh, I see it. I see it. It's down here on this.
Look at that. Stupid. Is it McLean?
Yeah, it's the Die Hard article. We were reading about Die Hard 6, apparently, is coming out at some point, which will be...
It's not going to be an all-girl cast, thankfully.
Yeah, thank goodness. But
was that rumored?
No.
They're making everything
thing,
an all,
though.
They're making everything an all-girl cast.
They're doing
days.
It with Ocean's 11. Now it's going to be called Ocean's 8, apparently.
Yeah.
All right,
just stop at Hollywood.
We can actually get this on the air here now. Okay, here we go. So from Showtime, here is the audio.
Al tedaber shtuyot. Modern technology is at the forefront of the fight against terror. One time, I killed a suicide bomber with an iPad Pro, but luckily, I had bought AppleCare. I'm going now to meet a respected politician to showcase the latest Israeli gadget.
I'm sitting with
Roy Moore.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is facing accusations of sexual misconduct. Four women,
a fifth woman.
A total of nine women have now come forward. One accuser says that Moore initiated a sexual encounter when she was just 14 years old.
Get out and vote for Roy Moore.
So in case you didn't know who Roy Moore was, they always put little news clips in front of these segments to kind of brief you here on who this person is.
It really is an honor. Shalom.
Shalom.
Very, very nice to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very honored.
Why Alabama have this strong connection with Israel?
It's just Alabama has always been a state that valued freedom. Valued liberty,
of course,
and appreciated what people went through to get it.
Ian, stop for a second. How do you, this guy's eyebrows, man? How do you not see through the cosmetics and see that this is just crazy?
These
he looks like a monkey.
The conservatives that this character picks on, they just cannot see anything critically about this character. Because he's representing himself as part of Israel and the Mossad and all that, they just have this love, this unabashed love for this other government and all of its machinations, that just anything this man says, they will do. As you pointed out, Daryl, in episode 2, where he goes up against this or meets with this state rep from Georgia and has him do the most ridiculous things you can possibly imagine on camera. In the name of stopping terrorists.
And the guy said, he had me fearing that my wife and my kids were going to be attacked and killed by terrorists. I had to do it.
It's anything he says, anything that state rep says,
this is like, all right, so this is like the new Milgram experiment. It's like, how do you do that? How do you redo that experiment? Because everyone knows it's all in the textbooks.
They can't redo it, basically, because of certain ethics rules.
Except here he is. He's doing it.
Well, this isn't an experiment. It's just...
He's also not having them... Well,
it's not a scientific experiment.
True. It's not a scientific experiment. I was going to say...
He's not having them hurt other people,
right. But... Ian, you said that apparently there was one of the things where they planted an explosive on somebody and then detonated it?
Yes, that happened in the second to last episode, or the last episode.
They had somebody convinced that he had possibly killed somebody.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And he was okay with it.
Well, I mean, he said that individual said that he was feeling queasy after having done it, but... Yeah, it was crazy. That was the last episode, which you should also see. But let's continue here. So he's got Roy Moore in this room. They're in D.C. They have told Moore that he's going to be given an award for his support of Israel. And that's what he's expecting to happen here. And there's a lot of build-up to the ultimate joke. But first, he takes a few shots at Alabama, which is hilarious. Here we go. Daryl, let me jump it back just a moment here.
Now, Moore did say that... you're playing the quote here. So
I'm just jumping it back just a few seconds here.
Yeah.
So Roy Moore with Colonel Ehran Morad.
Nice to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very honored.
Why Alabama have this strong connection with Israel?
It's just Alabama has always been a state that valued freedom, valued liberty.
Of course.
And
so the state motto is, we dare defend our rights. And, like if you just take the state motto to be like, that's what we support, then, it kind of makes it, oh, yeah, we're defending our rights, so therefore we'd support freedom and liberty. But if you actually go to Alabama, then, no, there's, still all kinds of laws against various vice, certain pleasure aids.
Well, it's kind of like New Hampshire, live free or die.
Certain pleasure aids are only allowed for educational or scientific purposes.
And those are things that, laws that people like Roy Moore would have supported.
Oh, he definitely supports.
Yeah. Let's go on here.
Valued freedom, valued liberty.
Of course.
And appreciated what people went through to get it. And I think that...
Alabama has always been a place for equality.
It has.
Seems like an obvious reference to the 1960s, right? Because it wasn't in Alabama where there was that situation with the schools and the forced integration and all
that. Yep, and that's where the bus boycotts happened. Yeah. And note, Rosa Parks wasn't, you know, protesting buses. She was protesting the laws that forced, when the bus driver guy moves a little pole, then all the colored folk got to move behind the pole. She was protesting that law that said that the private bus companies could mandate where different people sat. That was not a private bus company making a decision. That was a state law that the companies had to follow it. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand about the Jim Crow South.
They think we need a new law to fix the old law.
Right. And, you know, some of the biggest heroes, and I'm not going, you know, the statement is not meant to take anything away from, the Martin Luther Kings and the protesters, but some of the unsung heroes were the diner owners that allowed the protest to happen inside their building.
Against the law.
Against the law.
Yeah.
Abolitionists of the time.
Yes.
Continue.
Celebrate throughout our history things like this.
In Alabama, people have always been free, whatever their religion or race or sexuality.
Well, it's part of our heritage.
Of course. You know. So the difference in Israel, and many people ask, why are we have so many technological innovation? Because in the army, there is a unit just for technological innovation.
The army has always been about technology.
We're all very proud of the new anti-tunnel tech system. So I don't know if you are aware, we had the two wars with Gaza. And in the last one, Hamas were building tunnels and using them to infiltrate and launch terror attacks.
Yeah, sure.
We have developed seismic waves that can detect where the tunnel is. Hamas are very upset about this, but it has been very exciting since it has been started. We have detected three tunnels, each of which would be used for terrorist attack. They have now used this technology to identify other abnormalities. It turns out the sex offenders, and particularly pedophiles, secrete an enzyme 4-DDHT, which is actually detectable. It is three times the level of non-perverts. So the phrase, sweating like a rapist, is actually based on science.
All right. So, here we are. So, there's all that setup to finally get to the point of introducing a new technology to ostensibly identify pedophiles. And he's going to pull out a wand here and wand over Roy Moore in just a moment. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.